Concord in the road green uniforms. Kelly Green with white numbers trimmed to black. Warsaw in the home white uniforms. Orange numbers trimmed to black. Up she goes. Tip control by Concord, and we are underway. Warsaw in a man-to-man defense. Near side for Jalen Boland, the junior point guard. Out of the top for Pro. Spelled P-R-O-U-G-H, but pronounced like P-R-O. Out on the right, Messenger. Pounding the dribble against Jackson Gould. Out to Boland. They'll swing around to the near side for Pro. Coming off that 26-point game on Tuesday against Elkhart. Pro in on Davis. Shoots it up. Blocked by Jaeger. Now Pro goes back to get it. Boland got tied up. Throws it in the corner. McEwen traveled. McEwen travels. Out of bounds to Warsaw. You say, McEwen. Isn't there Jim named McEwen? Yes, it is. And he is the grandson of Les McEwen, who the gym is named after. Right side, Carson Gould toward the corner, out to Martin between the circles. Hands back to Trey Davis. In the corner, Jackson Gould. A head fake and a drive to the elbow. He'll come up shooting and hit it. The Concord coaches are screaming that the ball hit the wire up above the basket. To be honest, I didn't see it, and we're so far away and have an angle that would have been a direct line look at it, I couldn't tell. But they immediately jumped up and pointed to the wire, but the three officials working the game, Clark Meixel, Kevin Meixel, and Mark Sewell, all saw it and said no. Out top the Pro, near side for Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh against Martin. Oh, the right side off a screen. This is Pro for three, and it's good. Pro hit five of them in eight attempts on Tuesday on his way to 26 points. And he's given Concord the 3-2 lead. Gould right corner. Up the baseline, jumps a pass out to Carson. Now back in the corner to Jackson. He shoots a three. No good. Rebound grabbed by Martin for the Tigers. Martin picks up his dribble, throws it out to the center circle. Jackson Gould now to the wing. Stolen by Boland, but Boland is ruled to have stepped out of bounds. Warsaw will maintain possession. Warsaw lost the JV game 50-45 to fall to 7-5 on their season. They get it into Jaeger. Oh, and Jaeger threw it in the backcourt to Carson Gould. Jaeger saw Carson coming, threw it to him, but Carson hadn't landed in the front court. So a careless turnover gives the ball back to the Minutemen. They lead 3-2. Boland in the backcourt, one-on-one against Carson Gould. Boland will walk it through the center circle and throw it off to the right. Back to the top for Kavanaugh. Near side for Pro. Alley-oop, lob back door. Grabbed under the basket by Kavanaugh. Reverse layup, no good. Tipped by Jaeger. Grabbed by Carson Gould for the Tigers. Gould in transition, up the middle of the floor. In the lane, all the way to the basket. Got tied up, and they're going to call a held ball. The error belongs to Warsaw. No complaint from the Warsaw bench. Again, that's at the other end. Hard for us to judge what was held and what wasn't. Gould to throw it in, baseline right at the far end. They'll lob it out to Carson Gould, top of the circle. Looking in at Jaeger, can't get him the ball. Now Trey Davis to Carson Gould. Around to Jackson, left of the key beyond the arc. He'll spin to the elbow, throw it across to Carson. Carson down the side of the lane, didn't get very far, but slipped it inside to Trey Davis. He missed it, got his own rebound, trying to get it back up, couldn't. It's out of bounds off of Trey, and it belongs to Concord. A slow start here for the Tigers, who had some great chances and still trail 3-2, almost 3 minutes in. In the backcourt, Boland one-on-one against Carson Gould. Boland to the left-hand dribble across the line near side. Now picks up his dribble against Carson, bounces it out for McEwen. McEwen right side to Messenger. To the top for Kavanaugh. He'll drive around Martin all the way to the basket for two. Kavanaugh with his first two, 5-2 in favor of Concord. Martin between the circles. Left side, Jackson Gould. Goes off a Jaeger screen toward the left corner and then threw it away. Tried to throw it into Jaeger, and McEwen stepped in front of it and took it away. 5-2 Warsaw. Bricker waiting at the scores table for the Tigers. Boland left side for Messenger. Out to McEwen. McEwen hands back for Pro. Pro then back out top for Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh to the left elbow, picks up his dribble. It needs help, and he finds it in Pro. Pro against Gould. takes him down the side of the lane, throws it out to the near side for Messenger. Messenger all by himself, one-on-one against Trey Davis, throws it out to Bolin instead. Now he throws it inside to Martin, saw that coming and stole it, but then it's taken back by Pro, who finds his man inside, and Kavanaugh takes it in and scores. The Tigers stole it and then immediately threw the outlet pass away, and it's 7-2 Concord. Now lob deep left corner. Jaeger wide open. Three-pointer, good. Jaeger with his 7th three-pointer of the year, and Warsaw needed that hoop. It's 7-5. 3:40 left to play opening quarter. Bolin near the center circle. Pro curls against Davis. Now he'll bounce it out above the free throw line to McEwen. McEwen picks up his dribble, throws it out. Bolin got away from Carson Gould. He'll drive in and shoot and miss, and Martin's got the rebound for Warsaw. Bounces back to Carson Gould. Gould up the near side of the center circle, threw it away. Pro saw the pass coming to the left corner, picked it off, 2-on-1. Kavanaugh puts it off the glass and in. Tigers turning it over like they're handling a live hand grenade. 9-5, Concord by 4. Gould right corner to Trey Davis. Dribbles up the side, throws it out to Carson Gould, left side to Martin. Skips it across to a wide-open Jackson Gould, who shoots for three, missed it, way wide right, and Jaeger came over the top of McEwen trying to get the rebound. Again, Luke had no chance of getting that rebound. McEwen had him blocked out a good 8 feet from the basket, and right out in front of everybody, Jaeger goes over the top and picks up a foul. His first, Jaeger and Martin are out. Andrew Potter and Luke Bricker into the game for the Tigers. 2:45 left in the period. Concord with the ball and a four-point lead. Past the wing, Davis got a hand on it but couldn't take it away from Pro. Out top for Messenger. Messenger leans into Gould, a whistle, and offensive foul call. The two top officials in positioning, the one out closest to the center line and the one that's called the center official, he's the one on this side by himself. They both blew their whistle, and then they both looked at each other like, what were you going to call? Well, what were you going to call? And the official out top eventually took control and called the offensive foul. Inside Jackson Gould. Oh, Potter missed the layup. The Tigers have missed two layups here in the first 6 minutes of the game. They still trail 9-5. Bolin at the top. Left wing Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh doesn't have any three-pointers according to their stat sheet. Bolin. Dribbles it slowly all the way back out the timeline, now to Pro. Now to the top of the circle for McEwen. Picks up his dribble, needs help, finds Bolin. Bolin to the baseline, cut off by Trey Davis. Pass was wide, picked up by Trey Davis for the Tigers. Davis up ahead, Jackson Gould. Oh, he threw it back to Trey, and Trey had stopped running. Jackson was going to give it right back to Trey because his path took him right to the basket, and Trey kind of slowed down and couldn't catch up to the ball, and it's out of bounds to Concord again, and more roughness from the Tigers here in the opening 8 minutes. They've given up two layups and a couple of really easy chances that if they convert on any of those, they're in the lead. Concord with the ball. This is Javar Shepherd, a 5'9 senior. He's into the game for Concord. Shepherd. Right wing, Kavanaugh. Nope, check that. That's Pro. Pro to the baseline. Shoots it high in the air over Jackson Gould. No good. Tipped out, grabbed by Carson Gould for the Tigers. Gould passed to midcourt to Jackson Gould. Skip pass across to Bricker. Fakes the long jump shot. Dribbles into a double team. Out to Carson Gould between the rings. He'll dribble left with a minute to go in the quarter, and Warsaw trailing 9-5. Jackson Gould, left wing. Dribbled it off his own leg, taken away. Pro the steal, it's a 3-on-1. Pro drives in, fakes Bricker, and banks it off the glass and through. And Matt Moore tried to let the Tigers play through it, and he's finally had enough. Timeout Warsaw, 48 seconds left to play in the quarter. It's 11-5 Concord. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 48 and change left in the first quarter. Concord 11, Warsaw 5. Tiger ball at the far end. Concord has the possession arrow. Gould off a screen at the top, not open. Now Bricker right wing. New guy in for Concord, that's Nathan Shaner. I'll spell that for you, and you will be like, wow, okay. Gould left wing off a Potter screen, down to the baseline. Down to the baseline even farther. Now Davis, Potter, out to Carson Gould, drives in, tried to pass it. It's deflected, and it's blocked. Davis grabbed it. It's blocked by Concord. Davon Smith with the block and grabs the ball. Concord with a chance for the last A, maybe two for one, 6 seconds left. At the top, Pro spins to his right, into the corner, backing up Messenger, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called against Concord. Shaner's going to get a foul for an illegal screen with 9/10 of a second left. So Warsaw gets a break. It'll be out of bounds to Warsaw. Underneath the basket, they're defending, so Warsaw's objective here is just to get the ball in bounds. And they need to hurry, and they finally get into Potter, and that'll do it for the first quarter. With the score, Concord 11, Warsaw 5. We'll come back in 60 seconds with quarter two on News Now Warsaw.